when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're thankful that you've been able to stay with us today. Thank you for everybody that has contributed this past hour. Appreciate all of their input and just the opportunity to give you the information that we do here at Kevin McCullough Radio. We work very hard on this show, young man Alex and myself, and a few others that work behind the scenes, but we're glad to be able to do so. And if you missed any part of it, or if you missed any part of the other hour that I do, because there's an additional hour that is done each day, you can find all of those over at the Kevin McCullough Podcast Universe at SoundCloud.com or at iTunes. Just search for Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio, KMC Radio. Try those terms. You'll find exactly what you're looking for. And if you're using any one of those other aggregators, of which 99% of them work off of iTunes, you can just put in my name and it should bring it up for you. Everything from TuneIn to Radio Relay and a ton of others that are out there, Stitcher and so forth, they've all got them. And we appreciate all of you that listen on demand as well each day. Finally, Laura Logan did something that was rather courageous this week. She went public and said that a lot of the mainstream press is mostly liberal. You may know Laura. She is a longtime reporter at 60 Minutes, one of the last bastions of long-form journalism that there are. You may also know that Laura was that CBS reporter who was gang-raped in the spring uprising in Egypt, doing some live reports from there. So this is a woman who doesn't shrink in the light of persecution. But she did tell some podcasters this week that the remarks that she made about the press amounted to basically professional suicide. She said that as a result of her speaking out about how liberal the media is, that she has become a target. And she named her targeters by name: Michael Calderon of the Huffington Post, Joe Hagan, Brian Stelter, who is at CNN. She added, they smear you personally. They go after your integrity. They go after your reputation as a person and a professional. They stop at nothing. I am not the only one. And I am just, I am done, right? I am tired of it. They do not get to write my story anymore. They don't speak for me. I want to say loudly and clearly to all who listen, I am not owned. Nobody owns me. I'm not owned by the left or the right. She made headlines for saying those things. And now it'll be interesting to see what happens since she is no longer part of CBS's 60 Minutes. I'm Kevin McCullough.